Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a classic Hoover Stab resample workflow in Ableton Live 12, and then we're giving it that jungle swing feel so it sits inside a proper drum and bass mix, not just some random rave loop. The big idea here is simple. We're not just designing a loud synth stab. We're making a stab with attitude, movement, and mix control. Something that can sit in a roller, a jungle refix, a dark halftime section, or a heavy drop without getting in the way of the kick, snare, and sub. A Hoover stab is one of those sounds that instantly brings energy. In DNB, it can work as a call and response with the bass, a drop accent, a tension layer in the breakdown, or that little hook that makes people remember the tune. But the reason we resample it is just as important as the sound itself. Resampling lets us print the character, the distortion, the groove, and the width into audio, so we can mix it like a real part of the record. So let's start with the project setup. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That's a nice, authentic range for jungle and drum and bass. Then create three tracks, one for drums, one for bass, and one for the Hoover stab. Before you even touch the synth, think about the role of the stab. If the bass is busy, keep the stab short and mid-range focused. If the drums are busy, make the stab more rhythmic and leave more space. And if you're building a breakdown, you can let it get wider and more dramatic. That mindset matters a lot in mixing. In DNB, every sound has to earn its place. Now on the stab track, load up Wavetable or analog. For beginners, Wavetable is usually easier because you can hear the changes really fast. Start with a simple patch. Use all waves, detune them slightly, and add a little unison. You don't need anything crazy here. 2 to 4 voices is enough. Keep the detune moderate so it sounds thick, but not washed out. Then shape the amp envelope so the stab behaves like a stab. Short attack, medium decay, low sustain, short release. You want it to hit hard and get out of the way. A good starting point is 0 to 10 milliseconds attack, about 200 to 500 milliseconds decay, very low sustain, and around 50 to 150 milliseconds release. That gives you a punchy synth hit, not a pad. Next, add some edge. Put a saturator after the synth and drive it just a little, maybe around 2 to 6 dB. If you want more aggression, you can try overdrive or amp, but keep it light. The Hoover vibe comes from that mid-range bite. It doesn't have to be huge in volume to feel huge in the track. After that, add EQ8. This is where the sound starts becoming mix-ready. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so it stays out of the sub's way. If it feels boxy, make a small cut around 300 to 500 Hz. If it needs more presence, you can boost a little around 1.5 to 4K Hz. And if it gets harsh, especially when the break comes in, make a narrow dip somewhere around 2.5 to 5K Hz. That's a really important DNB idea. The stab should live in the mid-range attitude zone. The sub owns the bottom. The snare owns the crack. The stab adds character in the middle. Now let's make it feel like jungle instead of a rigid rave loop. Write a short MIDI phrase, maybe 1 or 2 bars, and don't overfill it. Jungle swing is all about feel. The stab should lean into the break, not sit like a robot on the grid. Try placing hits on the off beats or leave spaces between them. A simple beginner pattern could be one hit, then a slightly delayed hit, then a gap, then a stronger hit at the end of the bar. You want a bit of push and pull, not perfect quantization. In fact, a tiny delay can make it feel more human and more connected to chopped breakbeats. Now open the groove pool and try a swing groove. Start around 55 to 62% swing, but keep it subtle. You don't want the whole thing to wobble apart. If your break already has swing, then keep the stab groove lighter so they work together. The goal is not obvious shuffle. The goal is that loose, head-nodding jungle feel. This is a good place to think like a producer and like a mixer at the same time. If the rhythm feels right here, the mix will be much easier later. Now comes the key move, resampling. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, or route the stab track into it. Arm the audio track and record your MIDI phrase as audio. Once it's printed, zoom in and clean it up. Trim the silence, fade the edges so there are no clicks, and keep only the strongest parts of the phrase. This is where the sound starts feeling committed. Once it's audio, you can treat it like a sample. You can slice it, reverse it, clip gain it, or tighten it up much more precisely than you could with MIDI. That's a huge advantage in drum and bass, because the groove and the arrangement often depend on those tiny details. If the resampled stab feels too long, shorten it. A jungle stab should usually hit like a sampled weapon, not a sustained synth line. You can even slice the audio into smaller chunks if you want a more chopped, break-style feel. Now let's process the resampled audio in a way that helps the mix. Start with EQ 8 again. Clean out any low rumble under 120 to 180 Hz. Then add a saturator with just a little drive, maybe 1 to 5 dB, to thicken the sound. If the peaks are jumping out too much, use a compressor or glue compressor very lightly. You're only trying to steady it, not crush it. A ratio around 2 to 4 to 1 is a nice starting point, with a medium attack and release. Then use utility to check the stereo image. This is a big beginner mistake area. Stabs often get too wide, and then the whole mix turns blurry, especially on club systems. If the low mids feel messy, narrow the width a little. Keep the sound focused. Think supporting actor, not lead synth. That's a really useful coaching mindset here. The stab should add attitude without stealing the whole stereo image. Now we make it move. Stag stabs get boring fast, especially in D&B, so automate something small. Open the filter cutoff as you move into the drop. Raise the reverb send on the last stab before a transition. Add a little more saturation in the second half of the phrase, or widen the sound in the breakdown and then pull it back tight for the drop. Try a simple arrangement idea like this. In bars 1 to 4, keep it filtered and dry. In bars 5 to 8, open it up a little and make it brighter. Then before the drop, throw in a bigger reverb tail or delay tail. When the drop lands, tighten it back up so it feels punchy again. That contrast is what makes the arrangement feel alive. Now listen to the stab with your drums and bass together. This is the real test. Don't judge it in solo only. Ask yourself a few questions. Is it masking the snare? Is it fighting the bass in the low mids? Does it get harsh when the break gets busy? Does it disappear when the full mix comes in? If it masks the snare, reduce some of the 2 to 4 kHz area. If it clouds the bass, cut more low mids or shorten the tail. If it disappears, add a little presence around 1.5 to 3 kHz. If it's too sharp, tame it with EQ or a gentle compression move. A lot of beginners assume louder means better. In drum and bass, that's not always true. Often the stab feels loud because it's placed well, not because the fader is pushed higher. If the stab sits in the drop, you can also use sidechain compression from the kick or drum bus. Keep it subtle. A little movement is enough. You just want the stab to breathe around the drums, not pump obviously unless that's the style you're going for. And here's a classic jungle trick. Let the stab hit just after the snare sometimes. That tiny delay can make the groove feel more human and more sample-based. It helps the whole thing lock in with the break. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. Don't make the stab too wide. Don't leave too much low end in it. Don't overcompress it. Don't write too many notes. And don't ignore groove. The feel is everything. Jungle swing is about placement and attitude, not perfect grid timing. If you want to push it further, there are a bunch of nice variations. You can make a brighter and darker version and alternate them call and response style. You can slice the resampled stab into tiny fragments and use one of them as a fill before the drop. You can duplicate the audio. Pitch one copy down an octave, filter it heavily, and keep it quiet under the main stab for extra weight. Or you can reverse the tail and place it right before the hit for a transition pickup. For a darker sound, try soft clipping in the saturator, maybe a little drum bus, and a very slight pitch drift before resampling. For a more jungle flavor, shop the resampled stab and retrigger one fragment before the snare. For a breakdown, make a wider, wetter version. For the drop, keep a dry, mono-friendly version that stays tight. A really good practice exercise is to build a 3-bar stab loop. Make the Hoover patch in Wavitable, write a simple 3 or 4 hit MIDI phrase, add around 58% swing, resample it to audio, then process it with EQ 8, saturator, and utility. Put it over a basic D&B drum loop and a sub note, then automate one thing, like filter cutoff or reverb send. Listen back on headphones and speakers if you can. The goal is to make the stab feel like it belongs in a real drum and bass drop, not just a synth loop floating on top. So to wrap it up, the workflow is, build the Hoover stab in MIDI, give it jungle swing, resample it to audio, and then mix it like a real D&B element. Keep it out of the sub range, use swing and spacing to give it feel, resample it so you can control it better, shape it with EQ, saturation, and light compression, automate small changes for energy, and always check it against the drums and bass. Not just in solo. If you get this workflow down, you've got a reusable technique for jungle intros, roller hooks, dark drops, and switch-up sections. And honestly, that's a seriously useful D&B weapon to have in your toolkit. Alright, let's move on and build it.